Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Does anybody out there think that the image of Christ on the cross is sick and a form of child torture? I mean, seriously, you drag little children to this big, scary place where you worship a statue of a naked man who's bleeding to death. And he's covered in all these gaping wounds from spears and whips. And he's got spikes in his head. And blood is dripping out of it. And he's in a lot of pain. And we're told that this is God's son. This is what God does to his own family. Imagine what the fuck he'll do to you. You'll kiss his ass. Please, God, I'll do whatever you say. Just don't beat me mercilessly for days and then nail me through my hands and my feet to a piece of wood where I will die over many days in the blazing sun. Thanks. Into a Buddhist temple, and there's this statue of this dude who looks like a lady, which is nice. And he's sitting there a little bit stoned and just kind of thinking about things, chilling like he's on the floor in front of the TV. What do you want as a kid? Do you want that, the sleepy, stoned, androgynous guy watching Family Feud? Or the dude who has just had the most violent and bloody 24 hours that anyone has ever had, ever. And then to be told you have to drink his blood. You have to drink his blood and eat his flesh. Like you were some sort of zombie vampire mulatto. I know which one I prefer. Why not just have a statue of a fish?
My cousin, he was a very, 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 very picky eater. Like, I remember for a while as kids, all he ate was potatoes. So when we sat down for dinner, his mum would have made him like different kinds of potatoes. Like, she would have made him like chips, and she would have made him like baked potato, and she would have made him mashed potato. So he had this plate of different potatoes for dinner. Anyway, when he was a little kid, he told me that when he was at Catholic school with the nuns, and he went to the same school as his older brother, and one day he opened his sandwich, and I think he only ate cheese sandwiches, and this was a sandwich that had like meat in it, and he said to the sister, he said, "Oh, you know, my lunch got mixed up with my brother's, and I can't eat this." And so she lost it, and she made him stay at lunchtime in the class when all the other kids are gone, and she made him like eat the sandwich in front of her while he cried. Sicko. Don't you think it's sicko? That's pretty sicko.
Doesn't that sound like a naughty thing to say? I'm half chink and half Jew. That means I can make fun of anyone I want. White people, blah, 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 blah. Jew boy, blah, 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 blah. Faggots, ha, 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 ha. See? So fun. You try. You fucking racists. I'm from New York City. In New York, we have a lot of these super cute people. They're called Hasidic Jews. The Hasidic Jew men, they have these big hats and bushy beards and funny suits. And Hasidic Jew women shave their heads and they wear fake hair, and they fuck each other through a hole in a sheet. And the male babies, when their peepees are circumcised, have the blood of their penises sucked off by a special guy whose job it is to suck off the baby's penises, who often give the babies herpes, and sometimes the babies die. Which is pretty funny, I guess. I just can't think of any jokes about it. Thanks, fucking racists.
I remember when I was 15 going to confession with the priest, and it was really weird confession. Like, you go into a room, it wasn't like in the, you know, where you have the box and he slides the slat across. It's just in a room, and you sort of kneel in this room, and he sits in a chair right there, and he asked me if I had any sins. And at that time I just sort of started having a steady girlfriend that I was having relations with. You know what I mean by relations, because I have trouble saying
yes.
Things like that. And I confessed that, and he was a bit shocked and everything, you know, because I was 15. And he was sort of saying how it was naughty. And then, you know, and then I just sort of got it in my head. I was like, you know, why is it such a big deal? What's the problem? And like, after quite a while of this argument, he said to me, "What? There's been more than one?" Anyway, it used to be a good story. It's not a good story anymore.
Let's talk retro. My favorite retro scene has got to be the full bodysuit. The one they wear in, like, Yemen. You know, it's like a tent. But for women. To where? What's it called?
It's a burka.
Burka, right. Burka. I love it. It covers up all the evil. It covers all the arms. Arms that could be used for, like, jerking off boys. And it covers all the boobs, which are full of, like, sex milk. And it covers all the belly, which could get babies in it from lust-filled, out of marriage, doggy style, fucking. And in the burqa, no man can see any of that epicenter of evil. You know where I mean, ladies. That little ruiner of empires. And most important, the burqa covers all this face area. Because the face area is desperate for cock. Desperate to get it in there. And any cock. Neighbor cock, coworker cock, cousin cock, brother cock, dead man's cock, foreign cock. Any cock. Am I right, ladies? Cock. And how's the anonymity? All the women look all the same all the time. If I'm in, say, Afghanistan and I'm wearing my big black tent, because I would be, let's face it, I'm not stupid, right, ladies? Well, in my burqa, I can sneak up behind a guy and sucker punch him in the head. And then I just run into a crowd of women and I'm totally safe. Until, of course, they stone all the women. And you know when they say green is the new black, or polka dots is the new black, or carrying dead giraffe babies is the new black, or wearing the skin of poor people is the new black. Well, in Burqa Town, black is the new black. All the time.
Was when I was at Catholic Boys High School, and we had these very strange rules. I mean, it was a little bit strict before, but then we got in a new rector. You know, they call the heads of Catholic schools rectors? Rectors, it's not a good sounding word. Like, it sounds like ass. Anyway, we were not ready for Father Bliss. His name was Father Bliss. Right? And he was, like, he was a psycho. He was truly a psycho. Anyway, he came in and he really came down hard on these rules and made up new rules. So stuff like, we weren't allowed to be seen eating in public in our uniform. And one of the things was, you weren't allowed to have your hands in your pockets. I mean, you know, tell me that ain't some subliminal, you know, whatever. And I was, for whatever reason, I was walking from one classroom to another between classes. I must have been on an errand for a teacher or something. So there was no other, everyone else was in class, and I was walking through, and I was walking along with my hands in my pockets. And there just appears beside me Darth Vader himself. You know, it's like it's just the scariest thing. There he appears beside me. Starts walking with me, and he just starts calmly, very calmly, he looks me in the face, and he's saying, "Now, I saw you with your hands in your pockets. What are the rules at the school?" And I said, "You know, we're not supposed to have hands in pockets." He's like, "That's right, and you got to understand, it's all about sort of keeping pride in ourselves and keeping up appearances and just showing the best face we can to the world for our school and everything." And he was so calm, and he was just talking to me really, really calmly in the face, in the eye. But the whole time he had his hand on my arm, and he was just squeezing it like this. Like, sorry. But he was just calmly looking me in the eye, but just like, with as much force as he could, just needling my arm. And, you know, like, I had to pretend it wasn't happening. Oh, it was just so sorry. Sorry I didn't need your arm. But it was just so creepy. Just beyond creepy. Just so sadistic and weird, you know? Anyway, those are my stories.
If you're a jealous Jewish guy, you have problems. If you're a jealous guy, like you're jealous with your lady all the time, probably the only way to cure this is to become a Buddhist monk. True, it ends the relationship, and she'll get back together with that creepy guy from the Zumba class, but you ain't jealous no more. So that's good. Until you start noticing the chief monk, he pays attention to the other monks way more than you. And he really has a hard-on for that new monk just because, like, he's funny and he's a perfectly bald head. Oh, yeah, right. He gets to ring the bell in for morning meditation again. Fuck that dude. I'll fight that dude. Namaste.
נשים אין אויתי ושמים אין מוהבתי ברסון ולבהו עליי כן אין it.
Sweet. Thanks, dudes. That was way better than I expected. I got them to do a stand-up routine, a couple of few stand-up routines.
Everybody had their own little flavor. That was good.
Yeah, no. You guys totally had different flavors. That's what I was digging.